It's Studio One Tracks on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Tony Daner, and tonight, live in our Cedar Falls studios, Half Loves.
Thank you.
Half Loves live on Studio One Tracks. I've been looking forward to this show for a long time. Welcome, Half Loves, to Cedar Falls.
Thank you, Tony.
And it has been so long, in fact, since we last worked with you. A few things have changed, including some of your lineup and your name. Last time we had you on, you were still called The Olympics. I jokingly asked you, what happens if you get sued, and said, well, actually, Tony, here's what we're going to do about it. So is there a story behind the name Half Loves?
Yeah, I mean, without getting too far into it, basically the idea was we had decided already that we wanted to name our previous album Half Loves, and after trying to think up of a name for the band, we settled on Half Loves at the very end, just because we knew it was something that we liked as an album name, and went with it.
Cool. Is there any difference, like, musically from, like, this doesn't sound like a Half Love song. This is more of an Olympic song. Like, musically, is there a difference, do you think, or?
Yeah, I mean, I think now it's maybe a little bit not quite as, like, summer, jammy, happy, like, 2010 indie rock kind of thing, but we still got some good vibe songs for sure, too.
Cool. All right, let's hear more of them. Half Loves on Studio One Tracks.
Eight, and I should be in my system 8. Sorry about that. Lots of 8s.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Half Loves on Studio One Tracks. I'm Tony Daner. We are hearing songs that are not yet on an album, so this is exciting for us. And now, if I remember correctly, those two songs you just did, those were that you performed those at a circular session.
Yeah.
A little while.
Yeah,
I just watched that today. That was really cool.
Yeah, more of a stripped down versions. Yeah.
Yeah. Where is that in Des Moines?
Yeah. Sam, who does those sessions, he is currently in Des Moines. Unfortunately, I think we're losing him to Minneapolis, but you know. I mean, it's been a great thing. I think he's done something like 70 of those, something like that so far, which he's really cranking them out. Really cool pro setup. Fun time for sure.
Cool. That last song we just heard, kind of a classic Half-Love sound. There's a million things happening. I love listening to your records because I'm always picking up something new that I missed first time around. Is that something you consciously do, or can you just not stop yourselves? You know what I mean?
Just don't want to play at the same exact time. So.
Yeah, no, I mean, giving space is definitely important. And I think every once in a while it's... artists have the license to maybe overload it on the frequencies and just jam a lot of sounds into something. But definitely on the new record, I think we've kind of towed the line, hopefully all right, given a lot of space with sometimes. But yeah, I mean, we got synth world over here. We got a couple of guitars, bass, voices, drums, a lot of stuff.
And for those of you not watching our Facebook feed, we have literally moved somebody to the other side of the stage. Is that part of this... check this out over here, Chris.
Hey, we're good boys, and we stand together. Stand together for good boys.
So is there a sound reason for this? What's going on here?
There's too many keyboards and not enough hands to play them.
Got it. It's that simple. Okay. All right, let's get on with it before I say something really dumb. Half-Love's on Studio One Tracks.
It's the first time we played that one in front of people. And in front of the invisible people that are out there. God bless you. The Facebook people. The radio people. All right, well, we're just going to play another new one. We're playing a lot of new songs. We'll get a couple old ones in there, but we're on the new song train right now. Making Nate run over across the stage again.
from the something that's got you down. Something that's got you down. Something that's got you down. You down, something that's got you down.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're down a sustain pedal this show, so we're trading. Who loves sustain pedals? Cool. Boy, the radio can't really respond.
Like a seatbelt around your neck, like the hollow inside your chest. Freedom will never rest till you're a bruised up and bloody mess. Like the song at the end of the reel is the sad that you wanted to feel. Won't you come save me tonight? Let your love, let your love slide in.
Thanks again.
Half Loves on Iowa Public Radio's Studio One track. Some earlier songs mixed in with some newer ones that are going to be on the album coming out later this year. Now, in addition to this album coming out later on in 2019, you've also got a film project you're involved with. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So it's something we filmed about a year ago. It was February 2018, but it was a project with our director friend Max Moore, who we've done a few music videos with in the past. And the initial idea was kind of just to do a music video. One idea led to the other, and it kind of multiplied into a kind of a short film project. It's about 13 minutes long, but there's an accompanying music video that's kind of part of the release as well. But yeah, it was a really fun project. We shot most all of it in or around Chicago, And we're blessed to have some really cool cast and crew, including Joel Murray. So like from Mad Men and some other pretty big time stuff. So it was cool to have you know, an actor amongst non-actors, or at least you know, people like me, who I'm definitely not an actor, but I you know, I give it a go. So when it's out, check it out.
And there's an event at CSPS coming up.
If you're in the Cedar Rapids area or are within a reasonable driving distance, you know, your call. We're going to do a pre-release screening of it. So we'll do that in between the bands. We got Trees Reach, who have also been on this program.
Great.
They're opening up that show. So yeah, CSPS, it's this Saturday. Come check it out if you're on. Be a fun night.
You don't have a lot of other shows coming up. You had mentioned that to me earlier. With the weather we've been having, probably not a bad idea. But in April, you're doing the Mission Creek Festival. This is pretty exciting.
Yeah, love Mission Creek. Hometown, it's Iowa City for us. So we haven't played in a few years. I think a while back, again, going into the previous reincarnations of this band, I think we played it for like 6 years in a row. And then, you know, just sometimes timing doesn't work out or whatever, but definitely glad to be back. It's a fun festival, citywide thing, a lot of art and literature and other non-musical events too, so it's a good time.
Looks like you'll be playing with, I think, Pink Neighbor and did I see Rat Boys? Does that sound right?
Sounds very right.
Boy, if only I had my phone right here and could look it up. Maybe I'll do that. We got time for a few more. Half Loves on Studio One Tracks.
Thank you.
dedication, 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 dedication. Oh, oh, it's like watching yourself fall into arms that take it all. Kicking and screaming, down on my knees, I do anything, is this dedication?
Half Loves live on IPR Studio One Tracks. I'm Tony Daner. It's been a great night, and we've got time for one more, but first, let's meet the band.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Jeff. I do this. I play guitar, sing, you know. That is me.
My name is Lucas. I play guitar, play bass, and I also sing.
My name is Nate. I play guitar and bass and synthesizer, and I'm not vegan.
My name's Trevor, and I play a lot of keyboards.
All right. So this Saturday at CSPS with our friends Trees Reach, that's gonna be a great show, I have a feeling.
Yeah.
And then April 3rd at the Mission Creek Festival.
Yeah, Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday.
Good old Wednesday night.
At the Mill with Pink Neighbor and Rat Boys, and the album comes out just sometime this year. Is that all you know for now?
Comes out at midnight tonight. No, yeah. Sometime later this year. Yeah. Not exactly sure on a date, but just finished tracking most of the record. And so, you know, it's on to the next step, but it'll get there.
Outstanding. All right. Can't wait to play it on Studio One. That's going to be fun. Thanks to IPR's technical producer, Phil Moss. Also, thanks to Chris Fenton and Mark Simmet and IPR's music program director, Al Scherz. My name's Tony Daner. Join us next Tuesday, that's the 26th. We'll have the Ruralists from Sioux Center in our studios for a show. And then March 7th, it's Studio One Underground with the Candy Makers, also from Iowa City. And then 1 week later, back at the Des Moines Social Club for Studio One Underground with the Heath Allen Band. Lots of cool stuff coming up on Studio One. One more from Half Loves. We'll be right back.
slack. You cut me then, I want it back, and I'm not too sure anymore.
Thanks again, guys. Thanks for having us.